Senate lawmakers are looking at a proposed bill that would mandate the Forest Service go from the current level of allowing about 100,000 acres of national forests to be open for timber harvesting up to 460,000 acres. Forest Service Chief Tom Tidwell told the Senate panel this week that's a great idea, except for one thing.
We currently do not have that level of capacity in the agency to do the work.
Tidwell said one main reason?
The cost of wildfire suppression.
Which has grown so much each year, the Forest Service has to take money from programs like timber management and forest care and restoration just to pay for firefighting operations. And that, plus steady or falling overall budgets, has greatly reduced the number of people available for other work. He said now, compared to a dozen years ago,
39% fewer employees that work in our national forest system. Only 49% of the foresters that we had about 12 years ago. We just lack that capacity.
He said without some budget adjustments, there's going to be no way to boost timber harvesting and sales by the proposed 360%. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.